The question was asked, we say Baruch Shem Kod Machuto L'Olam Ve'ed. In Kriyat Shema, we say it quietly because it is a praise of the angels. And yet, on Yom Kippur, we say it out loud. How does that work? So, in fact, the Tur and the Mishnah Brura and the laws of Yom Kippur say that that's exactly why we say it out loud on Yom Kippur. And the laws of Yom Kippur, Siman, Taf, Resh, Yud, Tet. So it says like this, that Belel Yom Kippur Mochato, on the night of Yom Kippur, when we read Shema, and in the morning, we say Baruch Shem, we say it out loud. So why? So the Torah says that on this day, that we're like angels. We wear white, we don't eat, we don't drink. We're like angels, so we say it out loud. That's exactly what we're doing. We're saying it out loud, like angels, on Yom Kippur. So that's the answer to your question that's written over here in the Tur and the Mishnah Brura. The difficulty with this is answer number one. The difficulty with this is that if we turn back to the laws of Kriyat Shema, back in the laws of Kriyat Shema in Siman Samech Aleph, so here it says something else. It says Achar Pasuk Rishon, after the first Pasuk. So then, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarich Lomar, a person has to say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machto L'Olam Ed B'Chashai, says it quietly. And when we look at the sources, so it says like this, it says that when Yaakov Aminu wanted to reveal the future to his children, so then he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Machto L'Olam Ed, after they said Shema. When Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Shema, he didn't include that pasuk in the Shema. So the original Shema Yisrael was said by Yaakov's children. He was lying on his deathbed. He said, I want to tell you what's going to happen at the end of time. And then he saw that Hashem wouldn't let him. So he said, maybe there's something wrong with you guys. Maybe that's why Hashem is not letting me reveal to you. So all the children said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, our father Israel, we're all united. We believe the same Hashem you do, Hashem Elokeinu, we all share the same Hashem, and He's one. To which Yaakov replied, Baruch Shem. So Yaakov said it. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it in Pashat Veit Hanan when he records the Shema. So our sages say, what should we do? Should we say it like Yaakov Avinu? But Moshe didn't say it. Should we leave it out? But Yaakov did say it. So they said, okay, we'll compromise, we'll say it quietly. So we read the Shema out loud and we say it quietly. So that's a totally different reason. That reason that the Gemara gives is very different than the reason that we saw over there. So this contradiction is asked. And the Magen Avraham wants to say that that's exactly what each one means. That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it because it's a praise of the angels. Yaakov Avinu could say it, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. And we don't want to outdo Moshe, so to speak, so we say it quietly. On Yom Kippur, when we're like angels, then it's legitimate to say, just like the angels say it, we're saying it. That's how the Magen Avraham answers it. But again, we have two different reasons being brought here. The Magen Avraham puts them together. One reason is because it's not actually written in Torah, so we say it quietly. And the other reason is because of the angels. And this lends itself to another question. On Friday night, we say Ana Bechoach. Ana Bechoach. Now, Karl Bach wrote a tune for that, which people sing. Ana Bechoach Gedulat Yemincha. And at the end, the last sentence of that is Baruch Shem Kvod Machto L'Olam Ed. People say it out loud. Are they okay in saying it out loud? So that depends on how you learn these different answers, whether it's legitimate to say it out loud or not. The general assumption that Rizal writes, it's better to say it quietly. But
people who say it quietly on Friday night?
Are there people who say it quietly? Everyone used to say it quietly. It's a new thing that Carlbach wrote this tune, so people sing it. People used to say it quietly.